Vet Hospital on Stray Living.
Okay, so I've taken another trip to the Vet Hospital and Bob Partridge is here. Hello, Bob.
Hi, welcome back.
Now, today we are talking anaesthesia, which may seem like a bit of a daunting thing if somebody's got a pet and they know it needs to be anaesthetised for whatever's having done. Just firstly, what exactly does that mean? What is anaesthesia?
Anaesthesia is a way of making sure that our patients can't feel any pain, that they're unaware of what's going on when we're operating. So it's exactly the same as, you know, we were having an operation ourselves. It'd be rare that we'd want to be awake for the operation. You know, yeah, like, give me a sleep, please. And certainly we don't want to feel any pain, you know, during the course of the operation. And so that's what we're trying to do for our patients as well.
And is it something that people should be concerned about? Is it something that people should be totally happy with? How do people react?
I think it's right that people should be concerned. I think that they should be making their choices about where their animals are going to be anaesthetised and by whom they're going to be anaesthetised. I think it is an important decision to make. People need to have that confidence that their pets are going to be well looked after during the course of the anaesthetic. And that's one of the reasons why we've made the investments here in the vet hospital that we have, to try and provide the best possible care that we can.
We've come even more behind the scenes, and is this the heart of the vet hospital in here?
It's the centre. We call it the central activity area. In this area, it's where we prepare animals for surgery. You know, they're anaesthetised and then clipped up and things. So around, you see, there are areas where the pipe gas, the anaesthetic supplies, are delivered down. And each of the areas where we have an anaesthetic station, we have anaesthetic monitors. We're very, very proud of the fact that we've spent nearly £30,000, in fact, over £30,000, on our anaesthetic monitoring. So it means that every patient that's anaesthetised has its blood pressure checked, it has pulse oximetry, which means we're measuring the oxygen content of the blood, we're looking at the carbon dioxide levels, we're looking at blood pressure, we're looking at respiration rates, we're looking at temperature, we're looking at ECGs. All of these different parameters are recorded for every patient.
Is that something that not many vets have?
There are very few vets that have the level of equipment that we have. An awful lot of vets very proudly announce that they have a capnograph or a pulse oximeter type machine, but they may have 10 operating tables. So they have one machine and, you know, a whole bunch of operating tables. Whereas we're proud of the fact that every animal that's anaesthetised is monitored, you know, right the way through. First thing that we do is we always check over our patients prior to the anaesthetic. So they get a full physical examination. And not only just checks the chests and listens to the heart, make sure the lungs are working, also checks them over right the way through from top to tail. If we're happy that everything's okay, then we do recommend for most of our patients running a quick blood test. Now, this can sometimes show up kidney problems or liver problems that on physical exam we just aren't able to find, but a blood test will pick them up at a very early stage. Now, that may then say to us that we'd be benefit from using some intravenous fluids, so having cats and dogs, perhaps, or rabbits on drip lines, and you saw those last time you were here with all our drip pumps going beep in the distance. And that allows us then to have a direct line to help support the circulation, but also it means that we can give drugs intravenously during the course of the anaesthetic should we need to. After the blood test results are back, and because we have extensive equipment on the premises, we were able to get those results within a few minutes, so we can get those results quickly and then proceed with the anaesthetic. We then tailor our pre-medication for each patient. And the idea of the pre-medication is that it helps to let our animals chill out. Okay, basically it relaxes them, but also it dramatically reduces the dose of anaesthetic that we need to give. And that's one of the important points. You know, we're giving maybe a quarter of the anaesthetic level that we would have to give if we didn't use pre-medications. So they get a couple of injections and then they're just left quietly to chill out and to settle.
And then once they've relaxed and it's time for the operation, so what happens next?
Well, then we need to fully anaesthetise them. So typically what we'll do is they'll have an intravenous injection of a very, very rapid anaesthetic. So they're very, very quickly asleep. It goes into the system very fast. It's actually the same drug that's used in people. And I have a cousin who's a surgeon, and he says one of the major benefits of this particular drug is there's no hangover effect afterwards. So hopefully our pets don't get a headache after the anaesthetic. So after the anaesthetic injection, they fall asleep. Once they're asleep, we're then able to pass a tube down the throats. Mm-hmm. Those are the tubes that you saw standing, poking out from the wall when you were here before. And so we carefully fit a tube down into the throat, and that means that we can then use gas anaesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Is that constantly throughout the operation?
Yeah, right the way through. And so we're supplying oxygen, but also an anaesthetic gas as well. And they then move through into the operating theatres. Those are the two sterile operating theatres that we used last time.
Mm-hmm.
And in those theatres, nobody's allowed in unless they're wearing full surgical scrubs and they're wearing special surgical clogs and also hats and masks. So it's just like, you know, we'd see in hospital programmes on the TV. You know, that's the way that we operate here. And that's probably the single biggest difference between the way that we operate here in the veterinary hospital and from a lot of veterinary practices in the UK. And we try and set our standards very, very high indeed.
Mm-hmm. The procedure then happens?
The procedure then happens, and you know, we're using sterile kits, obviously, and sterile instruments. So we carry out the procedure in the quickest and the neatest and the kindest possible way that we can.
Okay.
And at that point, we then usually give some more pain relief. You know, because most of our operations are bound to be painful. It is with us, and so I'm sure it is for our patients as well. So we give some more pain relief, and then we wake up our animals from the anaesthetic. And during that time, they're then recovering, and we carefully monitor them during the recovery period.
And it's a good few hours, isn't it, before they're up and well, vaguely back to normal?
Well, actually, no, they bounce back very, very quickly. So once they're off the operating table and transferred through to the recovery kennels, they're usually sitting up very, very fast indeed. And we then supply them with some more pain relief. We do keep them under observation for some hours afterwards, just to make sure there's no complications and no problems. And then, yes, typically most of our patients will go home, you know, that evening. But there are sometimes patients who it's been a very long op or a big op, or they need monitoring, and we then keep them overnight. And because our nurses are on the premises 24 hours a day, we have nurses on the premises at night to look after our patients in that overnight period. And they get lots of cuddles. At 2 o'clock in the morning, there are nurses checking them over and making sure they're cuddled and looked after properly.
Okay, so for people out there who maybe they have a problem, maybe they don't have a problem, maybe they just want to register with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Best way to get in touch is to give us a call on 01 423 561414, or they can have a look at our website, which is www.vethospital.com. And you can also find us on Facebook as well.
The Vet Hospital on Stray Living.